Happy holidays and welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. And today, Swamp Santa delivers his NFL presents. Yes, Christmas is coming this week. In addition to being a special holiday week, the football teams of the NFL will be celebrating the end of the regular season this coming weekend as well. And for some teams, your Swamp Santa will deliver a playoff spot. But for other teams, prepare for a big old lump of coal and another year of sadness for their fans.
I must stop Christmas from coming.
I'll give you a preview now of what Swamp Santa is pondering heading into this final week of the NFL season. Let's take a look at what he might have in his sack for several NFL teams this weekend. First, the Dallas Cowboys. Head coach Jason Garrett will soon be granted his present, freedom from the Jerry Jones family. After the Dallas Cowboys laid another egg in Philadelphia this weekend, the best Dallas can finish is 8-8, which I happened to predict before the season started. Jason Garrett, who has coached the so-called America's team for 9 seasons now, will certainly be released after the end of this season, even if somehow Dallas finds a way to limp into the playoffs after this coming final weekend of games. Merry Christmas, Jason Garrett. You will soon be free. Now let's talk about the Philadelphia Eagles. Though Philadelphia now controls their own destiny in the embarrassingly bad NFC East, the 8-7 Eagles must go on the road in the final week of the season to play the 4-11 New York Giants. Now it would not surprise me one bit if Philly loses at New York. That would enable the aforementioned Dallas Cowboys a chance to win, by forfeit, by taking the NFC East with winning over the pitiful 3-12 Washington Redskins in Jerry World on Sunday afternoon. However, Swamp Santa will bring a small present to Eagles fans as he believes that they will slink their way into the playoffs and then lose in the first round. Hey, Swamp Santa, what about the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Tennessee Titans, and the currently homeless Raiders? Have the Pittsburgh Steelers been good or bad this year? Why, yes, they have. Pittsburgh, now 8-7, has somehow survived after injuries to several key players, including star quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. After a backup quarterback, named after a former professional golfer, Mason Rudolph, and another one sporting a nickname of Duck, Pittsburgh had a chance to lock up a playoff spot with a decent finish. Sadly, though, the Steelers' two backup quarterbacks have been more adept at throwing interceptions than touchdowns recently, as Pittsburgh lost on Sunday to the offensively challenged 6-9 New York Jets. With a win, the Steelers could have given themselves a chance to ease into the playoffs with a win over Baltimore this coming week. But with the loss, the Pittsburgh Steelers handed control of the playoff spot to the Tennessee Titans. Now Tennessee, the former Houston Oilers lest we forget, lost an important home game on Sunday to the New Orleans Saints. Now there's no shame in that, but I do find it odd that by losing on Sunday, the 8-7 Titans now control the final AFC playoff spot if they simply win their final game this coming weekend. However, they'll play at the 10-5 Houston Texans. Will Houston bench their starters for this game and hand the final AFC playoff spot to the football team which left this city behind 22 years ago? I doubt it. But what if? What if both Pittsburgh and Tennessee lose on Sunday, which is a distinct possibility? That brings the team formerly known as the Oakland Raiders into the picture. Though the 7-8 homeless Raiders have played their final home game in Oakland and are now packing up for Las Vegas next year, a loss by both Tennessee and Pittsburgh would put them at 8-8 and allow the Raiders a chance to join the 8-8 group with a win this coming weekend at 6-9 Denver. Will this happen? Swamp Santa believes that all three teams will lose this weekend.
I must stop Christmas from coming.
Yes, it's a lump of coal each for Pittsburgh, Tennessee, and especially the Raiders for abandoning the city of Oakland for the second time. Tennessee, based on this triple futility, though, will go into the playoffs as the AFC wildcard team and quickly come home with a loss after that game. Hey, Swamp Santa, who will win the NFC's top playoff spot this year? Now, that's a great question. And at this writing, the San Francisco 49ers and the New Orleans Saints are both 12-3, with the Green Bay Packers also with three losses pending tonight's game at the 10-4 Minnesota Vikings. So first, I think that Green Bay will lose one more game either tonight at Minnesota or at Detroit next weekend. So we're going to toss a lump of coal to you Packer fans, but you'll still make the playoffs regardless. Now that leaves San Fran and the Saints fighting for number one spot in the NFC playoffs. Since the 49ers beat New Orleans a few weeks ago, they would win a tiebreaker against the Saints. However, San Francisco will travel to the 11-4 Seattle Seahawks for the final regular season game of 2019 on Sunday night in a battle for first place in the NFC West. Since Seattle has already beaten the 49ers one time this season, a second win on Sunday night would put both teams at 12-4, with Seattle winning the NFC West by virtue of two head-to-head wins. Swamp Santa sees Seattle fans rallying their team to victory on Sunday and handing the 49ers a lump of coal and an NFC wild card spot.
I must stop Christmas from coming.
Remember, this Saints team gave up a heartbreaker last-second touchdown in a loss to the Minnesota Vikings in the playoffs a few years ago. They also didn't receive that pass interference call last season against the Los Angeles Rams, which just kind of happened to cost them a Super Bowl berth. Well, this season, New Orleans, which is 12-3, travels to NFC South rival Carolina for the final game of the season on Sunday. The 5-10 Panthers have already fired the head coach. And also, lucky for Saints fans, I expect that many of the LSU Tiger fans in Atlanta for the BCF playoff game against Oklahoma are planning to make the short drive up I-85 to Charlotte to support their beloved Saints on Sunday. I expect there will be more Saints fans in Charlotte than Panthers supporters. Swamp Santa likes a happy ending for this year's New Orleans Saints, so I say the Saints will beat Carolina and then clinch dome field advantage for the entire NFC playoffs with the victory. Who dat say that Swamp Santa isn't biased? Merry Christmas to all! Ho, ho, ho!